Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli from the Venice Film Festival, and I'm here to interview the delegates on the 28 Times Cinema jury. The 28 Times Cinema is an initiative supported by the European Parliament in collaboration with the Giornate degli Autori. And we are here to hear everything about Mladen's experience here in Venice so far. So first of all, could I ask you to introduce yourself a little bit and tell us what your interest in cinema is and how you came to be here in Venice?
Hello everybody, my name is Mladen Petrovski. I'm a 25-year-old young professional from Sofia, Bulgaria. I work in the field of event management and marketing, specifically regarding film festivals. Mm-hmm. I'm the representative of Domna Kinoto, or House of Cinema, which is located in Sofia, Bulgaria. And what I love in cinema is basically the fact that it is used as a universal mirror that reflects us as a society, that presents what our interests are, what our main conflicts are, some transcendental issues, our values, the change in them, and basically brings us much closer to the fates of other people, mm-hmm. the political tendencies throughout the whole world, and it enriches us. It is the ultimate form of art to me, and I'm very glad to be present here.
Okay, and you're very welcome, I'm sure.
Thank you.
So you're a film student, as
no,
I...
No, no. I finished my studies, but I haven't studied anything related to film directly.
Right.
I finished my bachelor's degree in business administration, okay. and then my master's degree in creative industries.
Okay.
And then another master's degree in psychology.
And how did you apply to come here to Venice? You won a competition, didn't you? How did it work?
That's a very good question. I've been trying to get here for 3 years in a row, and I'm really thankful and glad to be present here because it was a struggle, but it paid off eventually.
Right. And you said that film is one of your passions.
Absolutely.
So could I ask you, how often do you go to the cinema? What kind of films do you go for? I mean, are you more interested in old classics or the new releases? What's your thing?
Well, I go to the cinema as much as I can, as often as I can. I don't have a specific type, a specific genre of film that I go for usually. I try to encompass as many different genres as possible, mm-hmm. because I think that the beauty is in diversity, okay. and cinema precisely can offer a lot of diversity, and I'm trying to pretty much get whatever and however much pleasure and intellectual and creative stimulation from it.
Well, I hope that somebody from the European Parliament is listening, because the motto "Unity in Diversity" is a European motto, so they'll be very happy to hear that. Are you also a follower, or are you also interested in the new streaming platforms that are available nowadays? Do you subscribe to Netflix or Amazon? Or?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I am a big follower of all those streaming platforms. I have subscriptions in Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, etc. Uh-huh. Krakow also, Sony's Entertainment Network. Okay. And I do find that they are crucial to the development of the new entertainment sphere in the 21st century, mm-hmm. because they provide people throughout the world with the immense opportunity to be present, mm-hmm. to be there, to be able to see a movie from Honduras, mm-hmm. and then afterwards a movie from Laos, mm-hmm. and then a series from New Zealand, for instance. And this can happen right within the time span of, say, 4 or 5 hours, which is something that is unheard of previously. And I also think that films produced and or distributed by such companies must have a place in film festivals such as Cannes or Venice or Berlin, LA, mm-hmm. Because they just bring people together in a new way. Mm-hmm. Even though, let's say, for instance, I have some problems with Netflix, because I think that recently they've started to produce more movies, mm-hmm. with lower quality. Mm. Unfortunately, I'm not talking about the series, most of them are pretty good, definitely above average, mm-hmm. but in terms of films, Not so.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like to see probably would be that they would concentrate a bit more on the quality instead of the quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as I said, they definitely do have a place on okay. festivals like that.
And you've mentioned some important festivals before.
Yeah.
So can you tell me about your festival experience so far? What have you been doing the last few days?
Well, my festival experience so far is really incredible. It is a once-in-a-lifetime experience in the fullest sense of the expression. Initially, before I came here, before I arrived here, I expected to establish professional contacts that will help me embark on a path, on a career path
mm-hmm.
in the area of film festival management even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, my expectations are coming to life, which I'm also incredibly thankful for. I've met amazing new people from all over Europe.
Great.
28 people, each and every one of them representative of a EU country. And we've watched with them some of the films that will inevitably shape the cinema world in the rest of the year. And I don't know, I'm personally really glad to be among people who are so bright, who are so open, who are so open to differences, to new art forms, mm-hmm. to various ideas that are dealt with in films that we're presented with in Giornata delle Autori.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, this experience is incredible.
Sounds great. And without giving anything away, because we're not allowed to talk about who is going to win or whatever.
No, we don't know.
We don't know, of course we don't.
Yeah.
But can you tell me a little bit about your experience working with the other delegates under the guidance of an important filmmaker?
Mm-hmm.
What's
Mr.
it like?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mr. Anouz, has he been giving you lots of advice and suggestions? How does he lead the discussions?
Well, our discussions are very fruitful, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I have to be honest, I wish we would have a bit more chance for direct interaction with him. Because
mm-hmm.
so far we've only seen him during the discussions and they're rather limited. They last for around an hour and a half a day. And we're supposed to have three discussions and cover all the films that we are about to see, which are 11
mm-hmm.
altogether. And yeah, I wish he would spend some more time with us, because I think that it would be enriching for both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't get enough of him, basically.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
sounds great. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Mladen. And
thank you so much.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your festival experience. I have been with Mladen Petuski from Bulgaria, and I am Annalisa Sandrelli reporting from the Venice Film Festival for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.